the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
We're chatting about football now. We got to wonder, Cardinal fan, what the hell is going to happen? You're going to get the number one pick.
Yep.
Yesterday was sad because Mike Glennon had to come in. Like, they're just like, let's just not kill this Rosen kid with for no reason. This is how Larry Fitzgerald's career ends.
And now you got the Rams after.
I know. And they lose.
Ugh.
Get the Rams coming off.
They're going to be mad.
They're going to be a little upset. And what do you do? Everyone's fired by the. Let me just get it out of the way now, Cardinals coaches and staff and stuff. You're all fired.
Yeah, yeah. Start taking home a box every day.
It's 2 weeks. Yeah. Just pack up a little bit as the days go.
It'll make it a lot
easier. No reason for any speculation here. Steve Keim's fired. Good news for Steve is that he can just, you know, he can go to the Christmas party this year and not really worry about an HR department. He's not going to work there anymore. He should go. The whole coaching staff's going to go right behind him. They did not respond to this new coaching staff whatsoever. They're all fired. Doesn't mean they're bad people. They're just bad at being Cardinal
coaches. Just didn't work out.
Nah, it's not good. They're all fired. So let me be the first to say that's enough of that. And then poor Rosen kid's going to learn all the wrong things and become this sketchy weirdo wasted pick. I think the guy's got talent, but man, they've just fed him to the lions. And yesterday they just got killed. And poor Larry Fitzgerald, this is it for Larry. If he retires, this is how he fizzles out. And that's not fair. That's not the right thing. I hope Larry stays one more year and goes somewhere that they can compete. This becomes a slot receiver and some team on the up that can use him for a year and maybe he can help him get somewhere. Because I think most Cardinal fans feel that way. I don't want to see Larry Fitzgerald go out like this. I'm not even a Cardinal fan and I'm like, I don't want to see a guy that good.
He should have gone on that trade earlier.
They should have traded him way before, or they should have just, you know, I don't know, done more for the guy. Instead of just saying, hey, thanks for being a lifer Cardinal. That's great. We're not going to really try the last couple of years you're here. It's brutal. Tough time to be a Phoenix sports fan. The Suns tried to make a trade on Friday and didn't know anyone's name in the trade to the point where it got confusing in the authorities basically said, you guys get your together and call us back. We want Brooks. Which Brooks? We don't know his name. We don't know his first. We know there's a Brooks kid we want, and they've got a Brooks, and we've got a Brooks, and somebody else has a Brooks. Too many Brookses. A smaller deal made later, though, with no one named Brooks. So they just eliminated all the Brooks people. The thing that made the trade stop was two people named Brooks. Screwed up the whole thing.
Huh?
Right? So the deal falls apart because everybody's like, what's wrong with the Wizards in this? You guys are idiots. And then later they're like, how about if we just eliminate the Brooks people that caused so much confusion and make the trade anyway? And
we'll
they
make
did
this
it.
Really easy.
No one named Brooks. Because I don't know your Brooks, and evidently you don't know your Brooks.
You throw
and we don't
Brooks
know our
Brooks. In on this? Yeah, yeah, we'll put Brooks in.
Literally,
we'll take Brooks.
Teams confuse two players that both have the last name Brooks. And it got so confusing. You would think that two people named Toledo in the room, we could sort that out fairly quick, right? Okay. We have a Richard Toledo, and you have a Robert Toledo. I can see where the Toledo confusion came into play. So Richard is my Toledo. Robert is your Toledo.
One's
like,
young go-getter.
Right.
Been in the league for a year.
Right. A three-way deal with the Suns, Memphis Grizzlies, and the Washington Wizards. They had originally the teams ended up trading Trevor Ariza. The Suns got rid of him, which was their offseason splash in free agency. And Kelly Oubre went to the Grizzlies, Austin Rivers. And two Grizzlies players went to the Suns. But Dylan Brooks was supposed to be one of the role players that went. They issued a correction saying, no, not Dylan, Marshawn Brooks. So it's not even like sound-alike names or duh-duh. It's not even Richard Robert. It's you confused someone named Marshawn with someone named Dylan. You know what it screams to me? Racism. That all the Brooks boys looked exactly alike. Somehow the Suns were shocked because they thought they were getting Dylan Brooks. They weren't even interested in Marshawn Brooks. Marshawn Brooks is like on their list. Like, wait a minute, we don't want Marshawn Brooks. We think we want Dylan Brooks. Show me a picture of those two again. God damn it, which one is what? The other team.
I need
were like,
to see them in their jerseys.
So
I
the
need
Suns,
to see their numbers.
In all their glory, get a call from the guys at the Grizzlies like, we're done here. You guys, call us back when you're sure which Brooks you want.
So
we don't know what Brooks we want.
Wojnarowski on ESPN, they have a whole timeline of it. So he tweets out everything. And then he says, clarification, Marshawn Brooks is on his way to the Suns, not Dylan. Now sources, deal in jeopardy over which Brooks, Marshawn or Dylan. that the Suns believed they were getting. So it was the Suns who did it.
The Suns went out of their way to try to get somebody, and they didn't know his name.
Guy says they threw in a Mel Brooks autograph to steal the deal.
It's a perfect thing. And unfortunately, the Suns just got Hubie, is his name Hubie Brooks? What's the announcer's name?
Yeah,
it was Hubie Brooks, yeah.
He's 88 years old. He's going to start
the Knicks,
at point.
The Knicks coach.
Yeah. It's so bad that you're like, we're going to make some moves. We're going to shake it up. This team's not good. And that Brooks kid over there, pretty sweet. We want him. And then you make the call, and they're like, which Brooks are you talking about? You've got two Brookses? Oh, man. Hang on. Let me talk to my GM. Did you know they had another Brooks? Which one do you want? The black one. Okay, we'll have the black Brooks. Marshawn or Dylan? Damn it.
Ow.
Which one is black? Marshawn or Dylan? Hold on a second. They're evidently both black. We'll take the better of the two. Which Brooks is better? Fairly equal. Okay, hang on. Let me talk to my GM.
So they got further confused because they were going to send Kelly Oubre was going to go to the Grizzlies. Now he's a son.
And the Grizzlies were the ones who were like,
wait a minute.
Get your together, you two. Do you know who you're trading for? Brooks. Get a first name out of this. What position does he play? Basketball.
So here's the key one. The deal is suddenly in jeopardy at 11:06 Eastern. Memphis and Phoenix didn't communicate directly on the trade. They didn't even talk to each other. No. Using Washington as the conduit in coordinating the team deal.
And Washington's like, I don't know what the hell the Suns want. One of the Brooks guys. A Brooks brother. Send him a suit.
Brooks, get in here.
The Suns just traded Trevor Ariza for two Brooks brothers suits.
That was it.
And Hubie Brooks.
That was it. 9:02 Eastern, 4 minutes later, the deal is dead.
And Kelly LeBrock, for some reason, because alphabetically they just got confused. Idiots. And they're all fired. They should all be fired as well. I don't know who, but everybody. Suns just fire everyone and start over.
Maybe they were. They heard my commercial about Brooklinen.
Oh, could be, yeah. They got some sheets, a suit, and a kid named Marshawn who's going to just do a lot of laundry now. Anyway, good job, Suns. You're the Cleveland Browns of basketball. And the Browns are now fairly respectable by comparison. They're having a decent season, but you don't know who you're trading for because the first name screwed you up, and then it took 2 hours to sort out which one you wanted, and then it fell apart. You're idiots, and you want a new house. We're not buying you a new house.
So the Memphis GM comes out and tells ESPN, Robert Parra, the Grizzlies owner, did not have any conversations with Suns owner Robert Sarver about the reported three-way trade. Our front office also didn't have any conversations with Phoenix regarding a reported three-teams trade prior to it leaking. What is going on? Oh, and by the way, please give us money
for a
stadium.
Yeah, we want a new house. And I hope Robert Sarver puts out another tweet. Look, a lot of things were bandied about this weekend about me being completely retarded during a trade. Look, I had nothing to do with it. Those are the people I put in charge of trades. Please don't hate me, Phoenix. I didn't realize how much you did. Ridiculous. Somebody need to choke him out at the Christmas party, too. Good job, Suns. You're looking sharp.
Well, they got rid of Ariza, I guess, which was the whole purpose of anything anyway.
Yeah, right? Getting rid of his money and getting Kelly Oubre. Nothing better than a French last name playing on a team that's got 5 wins.
Hey, is that Uber guy?
Oubre. Hey, Oubre. Kelly Oubre. I don't know what's going on. They're idiots. But Dylan or Marshawn, congratulations. They're the luckiest Brooks in the world. Good Brooks.
They're twins.
Well, according to the Suns, they are.
Right.
Give us one of the two. I think that's why they drafted Markieff and Marcus Morris. They didn't know which one was what. Just get them both. Seems like, and then trade them somewhere. People are very excited about our Christmas party, talking about that, how awesome it was. But they don't necessarily believe and want details on Brady's story. It's great, John, that you had your choke-out moment at the Christmas party. Everybody deserves one of those in a lifetime. But get to the brass tacks. Brady says he finished. We want to hear how this happened.
Whoa.
Brady?
I was pleasantly surprised. Wasn't expecting it.
You weren't expecting any loving?
No, not. I mean, I just wanted to say, let's go over there, have a good time, and see what happens.
With your wife.
And just, you know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to put 100%.
Right. But you didn't put in 100%. We were a little worried about you. Your 100% was hanging out with other people. I was like, oh, Brady's checked out. It's like, we're 2 minutes in, and he's mingling away from her. This is not good for later.
Going around, making the rounds.
Well, you were. You were avoiding each other. So our initial visual of watching was like, oh, she's got a glass of water. She's 35 feet away from him. And Brady's chatting with a man. This is not a good start to their big romantic don't wear panties night. Did she not wear panties? We talked about that Friday. Did you whisper it in her ear?
She wore long underwear.
Did she whisper it, though? Did you try?
A union suit on.
While she's getting ready, did you try?
No wearing panties.
No, I didn't.
You did not. Did she hear us talking about it?
She might have.
Was she wearing them?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So, no. So, that was a fail. That's all right. Step two. She's drinking water. That's not a go sign. Like, I'm going to let loose tonight, Brady. This is all for you. She's got a cup of water with a lemon in it. Tap water. She's willing to put anything in her system.
I did talk to her about, you know, maybe taking the RV over there.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah.
So we had that discussion going before and having some fun with that.
And she said? No, evidently, because you didn't take it.
Yeah.
So she shut that down.
Pretty
much.
Not really.
Come on. But if she'd have said yes to the RV, it would have been.
Well, it would have.
Then she shut it down. Because you were 100% in on driving that RV.
I did. We were an hour before, you know, an hour and a half maybe. But more or less, I shut it down. Because I would have had to gone up to.
You had to go pick it
time.
Up.
Yeah.
But had she said yes, you'd have gone and gotten that RV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she shut it down. You were like, let's do the RV. She said, no, you're right, I won't go get it. That's not a you shut down. But that's okay. So you climb in the car, drive in, expectations low, water, Andy short. You guys are having separate conversations. You
holding
made it quick.
Court with Andy.
Yeah, hanging out there for a little bit. Trapped Andy up against that wall with that awesome pose. I wanted a picture of that so bad. It looked so much like you were selling. Remember the guy that sold tickets in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? It looked like you were selling him cheap trick tickets. Leaning on the wall like,
hey, Andy, what's up? I got two front row for the trick, if you're interested. Mama's all right. Daddy's all right.
He bought them.
Yeah, of course he did. And then, so you're there. And then, I didn't see a lot. You were around for a while. And then you bail out. You hop in the car. Is it straight home for the good stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, took care of the babysitter.
Yeah? Oh, how so? What does that mean?
Yeah, yikes.
I just gave her cash.
So you drove home. Is there any action on the way home? People are very excited about your love life.
No.
No.
You know, just a regular
no
talking. Some
dirty
you know,
talk? Dirty
music.
Talk?
No dirty talk. No.
Just chatting. Just general talk.
Yeah, to myself.
Yeah, get back to the house.
Get back to the house.
Put your CPAP
on. Babysitter out.
Is it a go time?
Kirby was asleep in our bed.
Oh, really? So you did it in her bed.
Picked Kirby up.
All right. And?
And took her to the bedroom.
On the floor. Oh.
To her bedroom.
Okay. Dropped her on the floor
Came
where
back
she goes.
In. Turned on some music.
Did you have music going? What
I
do you
did.
Listen? What does Brady listen to during the sexy time?
You know, I went to the DirecTV music
oh,
selections.
Yeah.
And I was going, she's like, what are you doing? I'm just playing with some music. Stopped at the EDM.
All right.
It was
electronic
gold.
Dance music.
Gold, yeah. I think it helped pacing.
That's not good for your heart.
Brady, before a commercial break, who made the first move?
I did.
Nice. So yeah. You rolled over on her, trapped her underneath your girth.
No.
Ow!
Did that happen?
That's foreplay.
So no, because you couldn't hear it.
Rolled over and gave her a little loving, little smooches.
She had, you know, she has to get ready for bed.
Right.
So.
You don't?
It takes me all three,
You don't shower
minutes.
Up? You don't clean the cracks?
No, I showered before the, I, you
no,
know.
No, still, you're kind of gross. You might have dumped a couple.
Not really.
There was no pooping in between your last shower and this?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's safe. Probably a couple of fecal mists, as you like to call them.
Not even that.
No, you don't think you farted once in that
yeah.
whole time? Man.
Clean night.
All right. And so you're feeling clean.
Yeah.
You climb on board.
And romance.
And just, then romance ensues.
Yeah. Good times.
That's exciting. Little Tiesto in the background, getting things together.
Do you like that? Do you like Tiesto?
It wasn't. the music was solid, wasn't catchy enough where I had to look up. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. It wasn't something that made you want to buy it.
Yeah.
You got through it. She got through
it. I did.
And everybody's happy again.
No strokes. It was.
Yeah, everybody's good. All right. It's kind of what everybody expected. So to all, to, you know, can't see the names, Nicole and Kelly, all the people asking.
Brady, was it still that sweet borrowed Lincoln ride that you were rolling
Oh, yeah.
Around in?
Did you nail her
No,
in
I turned that one in.
Oh.
We rolled in the Expedition.
But did not do
I
it
I cleaned
in the car.
Her up a little bit, the Expedition. expedition.
Okay. Did you put on, do you feel that you put like it on a date? Like if this was Love Connection, do you feel like you gave it an effort or was it just going to happen?
You know what? I got her door a couple of times.
Nice. Usually, and I let women know this. I think I have a feeling that the entire thing of let me get your car door and locking a woman in a car is so we can fart on dates all the way around the car. Because I think most men take advantage of that. And the reason I know that is because I used to do it and think I was like, I'm really getting away with one. And once at I forget what restaurant I was at, I watched a guy go, here, let me get that. And, oh, my God, you're so sweet. And he shut the door, and I'm standing two cars over, and I hear this guy as he walks away from the car. I'm like, he's had to fart all night. And he did this, like, trapper in the car, the sound box, so he can unload one and act chivalrous. But really what we're doing is unloading some gas. And we don't really want to open doors for you. That's dumb. You can do it. We need to do it. And we need to trap you in a soundproof box for 2 or 3 seconds so we can unload some gas. I'm almost convinced that's 90% of why we open doors. Megan even says it now, and I'm like, let me get that for you.
I know what you're going to do.
Just get in the car and shut up. You shut, and the minute that door latches, all the way around the car, you try to cut the tail so it doesn't follow you in. Get right in. None the wiser. But I just gave that secret away. That's why we open doors for you, ladies, so we can get behind you and gas one out. That's the stupidest thing ever. Let me get that door for you. You're a weak old woman. No, it's just because we've got a fart. So you had married people sex.
Everything was solid all the way around. When I leaned over, can we make love tonight?
Did you say that?
And she says,
ew.
All right.
Ew.
So this text just came in. Brady.
Ew, you don't say that to your wife. What's wrong with you? Can we make love tonight? Ugh. I'm going to throw up on
this
you.
This is a good follow-up.
Because we do
Brady,
it right.
Ugh. Were you both in all capitals satisfied?
All right. Nope.
That really doesn't matter.
That's a quick answer. That pause said no immediately. His eyes went adrift.
I know the most important person was.
That's right. Congratulations to you, my friend.
Clean yourself. You're a pig.
Don't get out of here.
Clean yourself.
Turn the fan on.
Biblical slut. You want to make love?
Ugh. Blah. The last person you want to say that with is your wife. Yuck. Making love.
Wake up, wake up.
Who started that gross thing? It's so much classier to just say let's.
Say what it is.
Yeah.
Would you like to make or create love?
You didn't say that to her, did
you?
No, okay, good, because that's embarrassing.
Would you like to whoop whoop on the hip hip?
Yeah, that's better than making love. Ugh. That's Shelley and Keats stuff. That's old-timey weirdness. Let's make love. John Legend, quit it. Make love. Let's make cookies. Let's make something tangible. Making love. Disgusting. Otherwise, the weekend was, good. Brady had his big thing, and I did something what I consider better than sex, choking out a coworker. Saturday went off without a hitch. Rode my bike all day yesterday, and watched the Steelers beat the Patriots for the second time in a row, technically. But it was fun to watch that. Got really plastered yesterday with a lot of people, including a Patriots fan named Steve who came to my house, Blodgett. And he was fun.
He's a Pats fan.
But he was very respectful yesterday. I haven't seen him for a while, but normally don't allow like the opposition to come blazing in. Willy-nilly, and he asked, and I'm like, yeah, you can come by. So, I'll be incognito Pats fan. I'm not going to come by and just like start showing. So we wore a Pat Tillman jersey.
Oh.
So it's hard to yell at that guy. But we did. And he wears the hero jersey. You can't have, can't have those moments where you're starting to bash him too hard because he just pats on the 40, and you're like, all right, I get it.
And
but it's still Pat related. So
he's still on the other side? Was he allowed to sit amongst
because he didn't cheer wildly and went neutral. He was allowed to sit outside that window I sit by. He's allowed to sit outside that window. He wasn't allowed really in the house, outside through the window.
Gotcha.
He could look from like a cat that needs in.
In a sanctioned spot.
It wasn't sanctioned as much. He brought a lot. He brought ice and beer and water and stuff. He like brought a bunch of things. And I said, you bring me a case of water because we were out. And I said, if you can do that for me, then you won't catch as much heat. And so he came. He was doing fist bumps and slapping high fives on Steeler touchdowns and scoring points. And so, like, you're playing the both sides here. But he got into it at the end. It was a good game.
What happened with Dale and Ian?
I don't know. I have to keep that up. We're going to find out because this one's tight. I think Dale texted me and said he thinks he's got it. But I don't know. Football was weird yesterday. It was just a good day, but it was like I've not felt sadness like I felt watching the Cardinals in years. There was a sadness attached to this, that they almost like just pity them and don't let them play these last two games. Give them losses. Let's not risk anyone's lives. And let's just let them not be here. It's almost as if they don't exist right now. It's so pathetically uninspired. It was just tough to watch yesterday.
I think that's what makes football so hard to watch, because there's not as many games. And when your team is out,
it's really hard, even
though you have the same setup every week, you know, you're kind of excited because it's just football weekend.
I was so sad for the Cardinals. I've watched little bits of it, and I'm like, man, this is – I don't have a feeling like, oh, good, I hate them. I hope they get trounced, or I love them. This is tough to watch. It was just so sad. They're a sad bunch. You just want to hug the Cardinals right now.
Man.
And then fire everybody.
So Dale went 4-1.
Whoa.
Ian went 2-3.
Oh, Dale gets the win. He's still alive. It comes down to this week. He could tie. Got a big kick, Johnny. He could tie. Cowboy, reverse cowboy. This is tight. And Ian's off in England. Oh, baby. Anyway. You didn't get any wake-up songs, did you, bastard?
I didn't.
Son of a so-and-so. All right, we'll have to go to the original, F and Hostile.
Yep, all right.
All right, we'll just go right back to the start. Eric does one job.
One job.
You couldn't fill his shoes for it. Yeah, so that's going to be close at the end of the thing. But, yeah, Cardinal fans, I feel bad for you, because watching the games this weekend was it was rough. And you want to see – and then Mike Glennon's coming in at the end, and you're like, what's going on? Do they go with him for the rest of the season to not kill the rookie? And And Patriots fans, don't start in with me. I've already gotten emails from you about, well, the referees helped you out. False starts aren't – you're calling false starts. That's not anything. You can't get upset about five false starts. And the Patriots, tell me the Patriots don't have an advantage. Yesterday they got a pass interference call in the second quarter. And Jim Nantz says, that's the fourth pass interference call against the Patriots this season. Four.
That's how well they're trained.
Four.
I know.
Stop it.
It's amazing.
They just don't commit penalties. And it's like the eighth year in a row they've led in pass interference. Four. They've got 5'8" cornerbacks that are constantly grabbing and hitting. You can accidentally commit four of them. There's a definite structure involved in like, well, they just don't make mistakes. There's a belief they don't make mistakes. There's an aura.
But Romo adds to that excitement.
Well, he does. He's good. I like Tony Romo. But it was fun to get to notch one up against him. I don't think, look, don't get excited here. I don't think the Steelers or Patriots, either of them, are worthy of much.
I do.
They could win the AFC.
I think either one, because there's not a, I mean.
No, there's nobody dominant. The AFC is average at best. And on any given Sunday, somebody can win. But this is 1990s football. AFC is a bunch of teams that are like, oh, they're fun. And then there's the contenders for real over the NFC. That Saints team is, they're fine. The Bears are a legitimate threat. The Rams will be fine. There aren't any AFC teams that are scary at all. So we'll see. But football's coming down to it, man. And it's Christmas. Feels good. All the lights are up. Everybody's doing their thing.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
K-U-P-D.